American Heritage Girls weigh in on transgender movement. God created men and women differently on purpose. By Penny Starr on November 1, 2021. American Heritage Girls, the Christian alternative to the Girl Scouts created after the scouting organization adopted left-wing policies including accepting transgender girls, is weighing in on the growing debate about the validity of biological sex versus gender identity. As Christians, we must engage in this debate, AHG founder and executive director Patty Garibay said in a press release distributed to the media. Scripture is clear, there is a difference between male and female, and it is worth celebrating. Scripture defines the true nature of a woman. Relational, nurturing, vulnerable, with a love for beauty and a desire to respond, Garibay said. God-given femininity is a gift that, when freely accepted, will bless a woman throughout her life. We believe that biblical femininity is the core essence of every woman, purposefully designed by God, Garibay said. He has created men and women differently on purpose. Today, at a time when some attempt to put masculinity and femininity on a spectrum, AHG proudly stands up for God-anointed, God-driven femininity, the press release said. In 2015, the Girl Scouts caved to the pressure to accept biological males who identify as females or transgender girls, and announced it would admit to its organization individuals regardless of their biological sex. CNN reported on the development. Transgender girls are welcome in the Girl Scouts of the United States of America, a stance that has attracted controversy from some conservative groups over the past week. Our position is not new, said Andrea Bastiani Archibald, the Girl Scouts USA's chief girl expert. It conforms with our continuous commitment to inclusivity. Placement of transgender youth is handled on a case-by-case basis, with the welfare and best interests of the child and the members of the troop/group in question a top priority, the FAQ on the website said. That said, if the child is recognized by the family and school/community as a girl and lives culturally as a girl, then Girl Scouts is an organization that can serve her in a setting that is both emotionally and physically safe. In 2021, the Girl Scouts are celebrating Transgender Scouts, according to an article on an Ohio Girl Scout website titled, Girl Scout Cadet Uses Her Voice to Advocate for Equal Transgender Rights. The article featured 13-year-old Sean Miller, a transgender scout who was awarded the Girl Scout Bronze Award, in appreciation for her hard work and dedication. Sean has been awarded a senatorial citation by Senator Nikki Antonio, Democrat Ohio, recognized by Senator Sarah McBride, Democrat Delaware, and has been nominated and awarded by Colors Plus, an organization dedicated to strengthening LGBTQ+ youth and allies by promoting individual and community wellness. As a rising leader, youth advocate at the 12th annual LGBTQ+ Heritage Day. It's so exciting that people recognize my advocacy and they appreciate my message and what I'm trying to achieve, said Sean. I feel very thankful, happy, and very proud of who I am and that I got to do this project. But according to AHG, the Girl Scouts and other transgender are erasing women with their ideology. For centuries, the beauty of God-given femininity has been under attack, its definition debated, its behavior contested, Garibay said. Secular humanism has attempted to destroy the beautiful model of femininity and transform it into an equal model to masculinity. Today, it has gone one step further to claim an embrace of non-binary sexual identity. With all this confusion in our society, it is no wonder that this debate has filtered down to our youngest members, our children. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.